I'm Chad Owen, the annuity sales coach. In 2007, I was $150,000 in credit card debt, and now I've written over $155 million in annuity production as a solo producer. I make my own calls, schedule my own appointments, do my own follow-up, and I'm actively in the field just like you. If you've hit a rough patch in your business, you're not alone. I've helped agents overcome and find success on a daily basis, and now many write over $1 million or more each month. Let me help you do the same. Buckle up, it's time to go to school with The Annuity Sales Coach. Hello everyone, this is Chad Owen, The Annuity Sales Coach. As I've told you guys, when you throw questions my way, I will actually either answer them on a vlog or a podcast. Sometimes I do it through email, but I love actually answering the questions on the podcast because you can hear in my voice the excitement behind why I get to do what I do, what I get to do, the passion behind it. I love helping agents get better at what they do. And today's topic is going to be on leads and specifically how to expand your lead budget so you can scale your business. And this is pertaining to lots of questions I get about leads. And I'm going to tell you a little story one time first. I remember when I was 8 or 9 years old, and we lived up in Colorado, and there's a place called Dillon. It's up in kind of in the middle of the mountains, very beautiful place, big lake, a couple rivers going into it, and we used to go fishing pretty consistently. Well, one day we're getting out of the vehicle, and I'm looking at my mom, and I'm going, "Mom, look down that stream. There's tons of fish. There were so many fish going up the stream." And I thought, man, we are going to scoop up today. We're going to get fish right away. We're not going to have to wait. They're just going to be jumping on our hooks practically. So we go, we get ready, start throwing the lures in the water. Nothing's biting. And I'm like going, what's going on? I throw some more lures. Nothing's still biting. And I'm like, man, we can't figure it out. My mom can't figure it out. And you can see all these fish right below me swimming in this river. And one of the old timers looks at me and he goes, "Son, you're using the wrong type of hook." And I'm like, "Whoa, what do you mean by that?" And he goes, "These fish won't bite a lure at all. They won't even bite an actual bait of any sort. Why? Because they're spawning. So what you need is one of these treble hooks that have a weight on it. And they need to snag them instead of trying to get them to bite something." And the point to that story is, sure enough, once I put the right hook on with the treble hook with the weight, I actually threw it out and you would snag them because the salmon were spawning. They weren't interested in eating anything. They just had to be snagged. And if I wouldn't have ever listened to that guy, I never would have picked up any fish whatsoever. And so we can go for leads and have all these leads sitting in front of us, but if we're not using the right hook, in other words, the right sales process, the right fact finders, the right solutions to the client's problems, we're never going to get a client ever. And so that's very important to understand. That's why my academy is so important, is because I'm basically teaching you how to use these leads you get and make the most out of them. I've had agents before that basically, I had an agent, this wasn't too long ago, a couple years ago, it was in Colorado as well, and he was using this particular radio station, and we had to bump him off the radio station because he wasn't really writing any business, hardly any business off of that radio station. So let's just say he did about $1.1 million off of that radio station. We put another agent on that same exact station and they wrote $6 million off of the exact same station, exact same radio times. Once again, just because you have a bunch of leads doesn't mean you're going to know how to close them. And even if you are good in the industry, and let's say you write $3 to $5 million a year, just fine-tuning things will actually get you to write your $10 to $15 million a year. So I'm going to answer some of these questions. How do you build momentum when you don't have a budget or a huge budget for leads? It's actually pretty simple. You make the most of what you have. A lot of agents I help are actually in the life insurance business, or they're in the mortgage protection, or they're in the health insurance, or they're in the Medicare business. And the leads in those industries are actually very affordable. They're very reasonable. And I say that's one of the cheapest leads you can get, but you have to learn how to cross-sell on them. You have to learn how to ask the right questions. For example, when I was in mortgage protection, I think most of you know this, I wrote $4.5 million off of mortgage protection leads and annuities in 1 year. How did I do that? I came up with this way of just saying, hey, because of suitability reasons, I just didn't need to make sure why you're buying the insurance and make sure I'm not giving you too much coverage, making sure I'm not overselling you. So I just need to ask you a few questions. Number one, do you have any other life insurance? And I'd wait for the answer. Number two, what is the primary purpose of life insurance? Not just a mortgage protection. What is the primary purpose of the life insurance? And then number three is, do you have any other funds such as IRAs, old 401ks, any amount of savings that would be used in the event of a death to take care of some of the expenses that come along or income that is needed? So just those three questions alone, all of a sudden I started exposing tons of annuity business and annuity potential because I found this, well, let's just say I dug deeper and found the information that allowed me to help these clients. And so just by asking those, I was able to get a bunch of annuity business and my leads were very affordable. So I'd say you don't need a huge budget for leads initially. Make the most of what you have. Learn how to cross-sell in those different leads you already have. I mean, some of these life insurance leads are $20-$25 a piece. A good annuity lead is going to run you between $150 and $300 a piece. And if you get into radio, it can even be more than that. Another question is, what if you don't have a solid lead source right now? What should you do? Start scouring the internet. Just say annuity leads, life insurance leads. Start scouring the internet. Now, is there a ton of them? Yes. Are some of them junk? Yes. But I found a lot of times the ones that are junk is generally because of the fault of the agent. I have a lead source right now that it's not my best lead source. I wrote about $1.8 million off of it last year. I have a ton of lead rot. What is lead rot? That's when you can't get to a lead. These are non-scrubbed leads, which means nothing, nobody's contacted them. So if the way to work these leads is to call them every time, every day, up to 2 to 3 times a day, trying to get in touch with them. That's what the call center does when you have scrubbed leads. But I don't have the time to do that. So literally, I can go get these leads and I don't necessarily call them till Monday. Why do I keep them? Because last year I wrote $1.8 million on them and they only cost me $150 a piece. I made 4 times the amount that it cost me for those leads, so it was well worth it. But if you don't have a lead source right now, you have to find some way. And I don't believe in, well, talk to your friends, talk to your family. I don't believe in that unless you're an expert. If you're an expert and you know what you're talking about in this industry, I remember just talking to an agent recently and they said, well, I have all my friends and family. And I said, well, how much do you know about annuities? And they go, well, I don't know hardly anything, but that's why I talk to my friends and family. I said, you could really mess these friends and family over if you're not doing the right thing for them, if you're not putting them in the right product. And he's like, oh, I didn't think about that. So when we're talking about different lead sources, become an expert in the product first. Go through our Annuity 101 course, and that way you can end up learning the basics behind annuities and how they work. Talk to your marketer, find out what the best product is. Use the Annuity Innovation System software that you download, or you don't download, I'm sorry, you go to the website and it's all there. You have a subscription for that, but once again, it's well worth the cost because I've written millions off of annuities off of that software because I know which company is the best with an income writer. So if you don't have a good lead system, find a good lead system. Pursue the internet. Go after. Do the same thing. Now, try not do what I did because I ended up $150,000 in credit card debt because I was trying to find lead systems at work. But read testimonials. Talk to other agents around. Ask your marketer. See what kind of lead system they might have. And then the next one is, how do you budget for leads when you can barely cover bills? Well, it's kind of an interesting dynamic because when you think about it, we're trying to help people with retirement. We're trying to help people protect their money. But if we can barely cover bills, that means we're doing something wrong in our budgeting generally. So I'd highly recommend getting on a very strict budget and setting 10 to 18% aside for leads. I set aside about 18% for leads to pay for my leads. So whatever I bring in for income wise, I set that much away. That way I have enough for leads. Now, if you don't have any money for leads, once again, you're going to have to really budget. And I'm telling you, I hear this time after time, I don't have anything for leads, but I'm friends with you on Facebook and I'm seeing people taking this trip and that trip and they're eating out and they're doing this and they're doing that. And I cut down to the bare bones of expenses when I was trying to build this company. Unfortunately, it took me up to about $75,000 in credit card debt to where I really started to realize that. And then once we hit $150,000 in credit card debt, I really had to. I mean, literally, if I wouldn't have made a change, my brother talked to me and said, hey, you really need to do something to get your finances under control. You need to set up a budget program. And that's actually when I started using Quicken. Quicken is a financial program that allows you to track everywhere you spend. And that way someone can't say, well, I don't eat out that much. And you look at the receipts, or not the receipts, but you look at the column where it says eating out and you're going, whoa, I didn't realize I ate out that much. If you think about, if you're just paying $25 to $50 a lead, that meal could cost you one to two leads that you could have picked up. And you could have gotten a big sale off of that. Now, once you get a big sale, because a big sale a lot of times cures a lot of problems. So if you go out and you write a $500,000 annuity and you budget that commission to help pay for your next set of leads, then you don't end up in that vicious cycle of constantly struggling, getting that big commission and spending it all. And now you're in the same situation you were. Don't get in that situation. And then, of course, that goes into a budget can't be expanded overnight. So what I want to do is give you these small little tips that you can do to work towards building a budget for leads. Okay, so I kind of hit some of those. Number one, use the existing leads you already have. If you're life insurance or Medicare, learn how to cross-sell. And we go over that in detail in the academy of how to do proper fact finders, how to get the proper sales process. We go over that in detail in Retirement Realized Agents Academy. Another thing is when you do get a sale, make sure you set aside money for more leads. And then, of course, the most important is keep that cycle going. I'm very methodical in a system, in a cycle. I want to keep the same process going. I'm actually developing a handout right now of the five things I did that allowed 2018 to be my largest year ever, writing 18.7 million in annuities. And as I'm going through this whole process, I'm going, man, I keep doing the same thing I've always done. Now I keep doing little things to tweak it, little things to make it a little better, adding things, subtracting things. But for the most part, I've kept a very consistent system and process. I'm very methodical and very robotic in the process. And what that does is that allows me, really since 2008, I have not had a year if I, and I'm not exactly sure on this, but I don't think since 2008, I've had a year under 10 million. And then of course, as you know, this year I already have a little over 7.5 million in written annuity production, and we're only in the first week of April. And it's because I'm consistent in the process, consistent in staying in front of people, making my calls. And once again, what good does it do if you have all these leads? I know agents that started picking up leads and they established a lead system, but they'll only call the lead once or twice. And when you're talking about budgeting leads, I look at this, it kills me. When I'm going, okay, that lead cost me $300, throw away. That lead cost me $300, throw away. That was a radio lead. That cost me $900 a week. That, throw that one away. So it's very frustrating when I have to do that, but that's all part of the process. Not being able to get to all your leads is part of the process. You want to be about 20% overdone on your leads. In other words, if I can handle 10 leads a week, I want to have 12 leads. I want to stay 20% more. Well, that's a waste of money. Well, people that are out, they spend all this money on billboards next to freeways. How many people pass by? how many people actually call into that? It's a very, very small percentage, but they still keep that billboard up every single day, every single week, every single part of each year. They keep that billboard up. Why? Consistency. They know that there's eventually going to be someone who's going to actually call that number on the billboard. It's the same thing with our lead systems. Never shut them off, ever. I don't care if I'm going on a 3-week vacation. I do not shut off my leads. It's a waste of your money if you turn them on and turn them off and turn them on and turn them off. You can't get a consistent flow of leads. Therefore, you're blowing your budget of leads because no one's getting traction. They don't see you consistently there. So I hope this helps you guys. You have a great day. I appreciate your time. Happy selling. Thanks for tuning in. If you've enjoyed this podcast, be sure to check out Retirement Realize Agents Academy. Visit our website at raagentsacademy.com and enroll in our coaching program today. We've helped agents double and triple their business through the systems and strategies we have in place. As a member, you have access to countless documents, webinars, independent courses, and one-on-one coaching time with me so we can diagnose your business and come up with a plan to get you closing more sales and helping more clients. Be sure to subscribe to my podcast and follow me on LinkedIn at Chad Owen. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, The Annuity Sales Coach. Like, comment, and ring the bell for more free training, and follow me on Facebook at Retirement Realize Agents Academy. This podcast is sponsored by Aegis Financial at 800-579-7923 and Annuity Agents Alliance at 888-742-4368.